Oh, I can't believe there are only three of these. Did we miss one, or did it just...
No, I think it was just too specific. I actually wanted to extend this category a little bit so that we could incorporate something like Pod telling Sansa what her vows were, but I couldn't figure out precise wording enough, so we just went with the nods of approval.
I doubt anything would have won other than this.
Then Tyrion's?
Yeah, over 50% of the vote, Tyrion to Dany to accept Yara's help. And, like, when you were gifting this for one of your pieces, like, you had to put it into two gifts because it was so long.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because I actually voted for Theon to Sansa to accept Brienne's help, because I thought that was less motivated, because at least you can make the argument Tyrion is Dany's advisor. But, if you go back and you rewatch the footage, it is so drawn out.
Yeah,
and
like, you know, like, somebody in this position, like, glancing at her advisor to be like, you're on board with this. But this was just, like, turning her entire body to get his approval, and him, like... Oh, yes. Oh, I approve. Yeah, and it was just so pointed.
And,
I don't know.
And I told you this as I was gifting it, but, like, remember in season 3 when Dany was, like, saying she'd trade a dragon for the Unsullied, mm-hmm. and Barristan and Jorah contradicted her in front of the slaver? So she walks out of the meeting and she's like, I appreciate your counsel, but if you ever do that again in front of someone else, you're going to be working for someone else. Like,
was that in the show? You
know, yeah. Oh. And what the hell happened to that, Dany?
Yeah, well, she's empowered now, I guess.
Because it's Tyrion.
Well, yeah, that's the actual reason.
Oh, Saint Tyrion. Of course, you have the best male nod of approval.
He has the best of everything.